The great commandment in Scripture is also referred to as the great trumpet. Moses commanded Israel here, that is, that Israel believe by faith the Lord our God is one Lord, and that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. And further commanded these words be in our heart, and that we bind them for a sign, a mark, upon our hand and as frontlets between our eyes. This commandment was not written upon the tables of stone handed to Moses on the mount, but were the pure essence of those things believed by the lawgiver and declared from a soul purified by faith, which command is not burnt into stone, but rather ever exists by love in the hearts of those who keep it. And as Moses declared the law, the sign of the first voice, so Jesus' gospel is the sign of the second voice. The anointed one Jacob foresaw, saying, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. So when asked by a scribe, what is the first commandment of all? Jesus replied, the first of all commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord thy God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. In this sharing, we shall examine this faith that not only dwells in the heart of Israel, but marks and identifies and defines the Israel of God, which tribes in the book of Revelation carry the mark of the Father's name upon their foreheads, which everlasting Father is the promised Son Isaiah spoke of. This commandment begins with the word hear. The Apostle Paul says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This great commandment, brethren, is the root of the faith of Jesus. This commandment continues, hear, O Israel. When Moses declared this great commandment, he spoke to an Israel descended from the flesh of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And in Jacob came 12 sons born of both free wives and bond, and from them 12 tribes. In Jacob also the name Israel, which name passed to Ephraim, in whom Jacob saw a multitude of nations. These are the multitudes from every nation in the book of Revelation, born in the flesh of those 10 commandments written on the tables of stone, and who, like Ephraim, were born in Egypt in kind, and in the bondage to teachings of men. However, when Jesus spoke this commandment, he called to an Israel born of God, who descend from the spirit of prophecy declared in the oath promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Prophecy uttered by the mothers of Jacob's sons and sealed in Moses' blessings upon the tribes before his death, which faith once manifested was sown in the nations by the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And from the faith of Jesus come the first fruits of the tribes we see gathered in the book of Revelation, who carry the mark and the seal of Jesus' name. To each seed and to each type of tribe is their inheritance given by lot, both in the flesh and in the spirit, that is, by the purpose of Jesus bound in his own testimony. For there is an Israel born after the flesh, and there is an Israel born of the law of faith, the Apostle Paul says. Neither because they are of the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. As the great commandment is the root of the faith of Jesus, so Israel, the Israel of God, are the offspring. And so we continue, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. So when Moses asked the Lord, what is your name? The Lord told him, I am that I am, or I exist that I exist. Further, the English translation of the word Lord, rendered in capital letters in the King James Bible and others, means I am the existing one. Now I want to stop for a few seconds And I want us to put aside what men have taught us and listen to what the Lord is testifying of himself. He is telling Moses and indeed all men that he is the existing one. So the phrase God is one Lord in Hebrew means the supreme God is one existing one. Brethren, not three persons, not two, but one. And Jesus, whose name means the salvation of the existing one, said, Moses wrote of me. And Isaiah 2, by the Spirit of truth, spoke to Israel, saying, You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. So when the Apostle Paul teaches there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, for Jesus is the Lord, the salvation of the existing one, amen. And the faith Paul spoke of is the faith of Jesus, and the baptism is in Jesus' name. Now as Paul asks, so I ask, that we examine our faith and ask, is it of men or of Jesus? May the Lord our God bless his testimony in your heart and in your mind, in your soul and in your strength, in Jesus' name. And may his commandment mark your right hand and not the creeds of churches. And believing, may Jesus' name be a seal upon your forehead and not the doctrines of our churches. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.